Welcome back to the Press Box, and it's Derby Week Friday, which we like to call Oaks Day, Kentucky Oaks.
Yes.
And my great friend, as always, the host, the Hall of Famer, Dave Buzzy Baker.
Jeter, great to have you here again in the Press Box, and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, and by the KTA and the KTOB. All right, so let's get right to it. Oaks 152 had a chance for people that missed it at the LTS. A great breakdown of both races on Tuesday night. Gene was there with Ed DeRosa, Travis Stone, and the guy who does the odds for the first time this year is Nick.
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. The sun will come up tomorrow. So, okay.
That's right.
All right, so give me an overview of this Oaks field first.
Yeah, Buzzy, great question, and appreciated you and the lovely Donna being in attendance as well. Always great to see you two. We had a good crowd, and the facility just looked so beautiful, and they did such a great job preparing and hosting us on Tuesday night. But, you know, this is probably one of the deepest Oaks fields that I've seen in quite some time. The Oaks has always gotten, you know, the top two or three top-rated three-year-old fillies in the world, for that matter, on the dirt. But this year, you can go six, seven, maybe even eight deep here and still have a legitimate shot or contention to win this race. And it's really, really deep. Even with the scratch of Bella Ballerina on Thursday, one of my top contenders for the race, because she had done so well at Churchill for trainer Brendan Walsh. Really unfortunate the last couple of days for jockey Tyler Gaffleone. On Thursday, we also learned that Full Effort, his mount in the Derby, was scratched, so he loses a mount in the Derby. He loses a mount in the Oaks. Tough weekend already for Tyler Gaffleone.
Yeah, but the point at hand is still you got a field of 17 with Resist coming in off the also eligible list. So who do you like? What do you see in here that piques your interest?
Well, two points I want to start out with. One is the world is all infatuated with Todd Pletcher's horse, Zanny, who will be breaking inside from the two-hole. Owned by Mike Rapoli, trained by Todd Pletcher, going to be ridden by Ired Ortiz. You know, I am not, I'll be honest. You heard me Tuesday night.
Yep.
I'm even with the defection and scratch of Bella Ballerina, who I had in the top three, I still don't put Zanny in the top four or five. And you know, that I think you got to use her, you know, underneath in your exotic plays. I think that's true. But, you know, her run in the Ashland was very mediocre, very plain as the odds-on favorite, never really seemed interested. And maybe that was by design because they already knew that she was going to go on to the Oaks. But, you know, maybe she runs off, Buzzy, and wins the Oaks by 10, and I look like a dummy. But that won't be the first time that's happened and won't be the last.
If she does, hats off to her, right?
That's right. You know, I don't see it. I mean, you know, she wins her first out by nearly seven at Gulfstream in November. That's not a great place for the best three-year-olds in the world in November to be at Gulfstream. I mean, the quality and the caliber of competition just hasn't materialized there. She comes back, she goes to New York, wins the Grade Two Demoiselle by nearly nine. But again, the level of competition there in early December is not great. Those horses have already shipped out. And then she starts the season at Tampa Bay, where she's an easy kind of winner again. But, you know, you're not seeing the same kind of horses at Tampa Bay as you see at either Gulfstream or Fairgrounds or Oakland and you know, or Santa Anita for that matter. And you know, so
right.
You know, she's got three wins over what I would call very mediocre or no horses in there have come out and going to join her in the Oaks. Then she comes to the Ashland, she's bet down to odds on, I mean, under even money, and she's very lackluster, never seems to challenge. Percy Barr beat her easily, and Percy's Bar was much more impressive in that race. So anyway, if you feel bullish enough to throw Pletcher and Rapoli and I read, which I go based on PPs and numbers and what my math tells me, and she's just not in the top three for me, even with the defection of Bella Ballerina. I am very bullish on a horse, and you could probably guess who the trainer of my horse is.
Brad Cox.
I think still, even with the defection of Full Effort on Thursday, I think Brad's sitting on a huge weekend. Prom Queen, breaking from the 10 hole, I think is the horse that I really, really love. Her win in the Gulfstream Park Oaks it was easy, I mean, impressive, and powerful. And a runner-up is back in this Oaks by Miss Mo. And so anyway, Prom Queen, just by quality road, is going to love the distance out of a Tappet mare, bred to go this long. She's been a mile and a 16th twice already. She won her broker maiden at Gulfstream in February against much better competition. She won that by 8, came back and just powered by the field in the Gulfstream Park Oaks. She's been working very well at Churchill Downs, which is her home. I just love this horse for Gary and Mary West. Going to get Javier Castellano, a Hall of Famer in his own right, in the saddle. 8-1 is the morning line set by Brissnett. I just love this filly, and I just think that she's got, going in, I'll let the world take Zanny, and I'll take Prom Queen, and we'll face off later hour for sure. The Oaks. But I am all in favor. Get this, all, capital A-L-L, a future lounge, moving the post to be in primetime TV, and all the people out there that want to blast them for doing that don't really understand what a company that is traded on the New York Stock Exchange and has all investors have to do the fiscal and financial responsible thing to do. And Churchill Downs has done that. It's met its requirement from a fiduciary responsibility, and it will be the first time a racehorse of thoroughbreds will be in primetime TV. I applaud Churchill Downs, and I applaud what they have done for not only horse racing globally, but what it's done in Louisville in particular by making this week not only good on Friday and Saturday, but good for the entire week and good for the entire community. Those people that want to, and I'll just use the word, bitch about Churchill Downs have no idea what that company has done and invested in that community and raising the bar for every racetrack in the world to do likewise.
So Gene McLean continuing on his path of not offer, for those of us who know and love Gene McLean, offered nothing today that is new in any sort of way. These are his expected responses. Okay, so you go with Prom Queen. I know you're going to play her on top, so how else do you play?
Yes. Well, I love Percy's Bar as well. He named after the gentleman who attended bar there at Keeneland for so many years. And this filly checks all the right boxes too, Buzz. She was won at Churchill Downs. She did that last June at the Debutante Stakes. She won by 5. A lot of people might say, well, she's just a Keeneland horse. And, you can make an argument. She won the Alcibiades at Keeneland on the lead, and then she comes from off the lead, gets a great trip, comes up the rail and wins the Ashland, Grade 1 Ashland. But look at her run in the Breeders' Cup. She got a bad start in that race. She was bumped very hard in the race at the 3/16 area. And then she still fought on to be third at Del Mar, which is not her home track. And I just think this really has got all the moxie and all of the ability to be right there as well. Percy's Bar and Prom Queen are my top two. And then I'm going to go with Bella Ballerina being out, Buzzman, I might throw in a horse that does ship in from California, won the Grade 2 Santa Anita Oaks. She has plenty of speed. She's able to use it when she is asked. Michael McCarthy, a really solid trainer. And, she's not only by Gunrunner, who is one of the top stallions in the world, but she's out of an Into Mischief mare who has stakes placed in her own right. So the breeding is there for Meaning, I think, to be a really good play in here as well underneath. And you know, there's a couple of others that are that I haven't mentioned, but Buzzman, I think it's really, in my view, down to Prom Queen and Percy's Bar, and then using some horses underneath, kind of like Meaning, Counting Stars, a horse for Mark Cassie, and, you know, and then the one horse, the horse on the rail a little bit. And I don't think you even have to, you know, you throw Zanny in, but Explorer is going to make the lead. Being on the rail for Bob Baffert, this horse, Explorer, is going to make the lead coming off the, coming out of that one hole. And it's going to be a good pace, I think, set with Flavi and Pratt in the saddle for Baffert on Explorer. And then Zanny is going to be out there trying to make a move, but I just don't see her having the late kick in this race to keep up with either Prom Queen or Percy's Bar.
Okay, of course, all of Gene's picks for Oaks in general, all of his analysis of the Oaks race, all of his picks for the Oaks Day card, and his picks for the Derby Day card, and of course, Derby 152, can be found at only one place, and that's the PressBoxLTS.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's wishing you and the lovely Leanne and all the ones that you love a great, great weekend, and may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't do two things.
Yes.
One, thank you for your steadfast loyalty and help and assistance and support and love throughout the years. But who is your pick here in the Oaks?
I'm gonna go with you. I'm gonna go with Prom Queen. I don't know, nobody
all
else
right.
pops off the page to me, and who else would be better to go to than Gene McLean?
My final question for you, young man, did I leave
yes.
any doubt? I mean, is there anybody speculating as to my opinion about moving the post time of the Oaks to a later time to accommodate primetime
no,
TV?
No, no, no.
I just want to make sure I wasn't wishy-washy.
No, you were not ambiguous. But at some other program, maybe you and I could converse, and I could help put a finer point on this and perhaps bring together both sides in this worthwhile discussion to make Louisville, Churchill Downs, and the entire state of Kentucky the best it can possibly be.
Absolutely, absolutely. My good friend Dan Lieben, who is in the restaurant business and probably takes a different view to me on this
Sachs.
Position, has a great idea. And
yes.
we will discuss that in more detail as we go forward. But I talked to Dan yesterday on Wednesday. Was it Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, fabulous guy. I've known him for almost 50 years. He has a
yep.
great idea. And I vowed to pitch that idea onto the hierarchy. And I think it is a beautiful idea that we can maybe talk about for the future. Let's just hope that the powers that be at the you know, NBC and other broadcast channels as such, you know, I know you're affiliated with CBS, those great broadcast networks are interested in having thoroughbred racing in prime time. That is would be such a beautiful thing.
Well, it's going to be incumbent on what the future is going to be incumbent on what happens this weekend from a rating standpoint, so we'll see what
right.
happens there. And,
yeah.
and I just
yeah.
think that we are on the precipice of having one of the great pictures in thoroughbred history. The forefathers of Churchill Downs, the forefathers of Keeneland, I think they would be proud to have a portrait next to them featuring me, you, and Bill Carstangian working this thing out.
If anybody that in my lifetime comes closer to being an ambassador of peace And you know, you seem to be fit that just like,
piece through strings.
That's right. You know, you have been a guy that I have always visualized as being a broker. You know, at one time, the great Henry Clay was known as the great compromiser.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we have lost the art of compromise here in this great country of ours. And
I agree.
Nobody better to lead a revival of compromise than Dave Buzzman Baker, the Hall of Famer.
I think it's just incredible that you could use compromise and calmness in the same sentence with me and you. But I love you, brother. Have a great weekend.
Love you. Have a great
See
one.
You,
See you, my friend. Bye now.
See you, bye.